Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. It's swing time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, as it is every Tuesday afternoon between the hours of 1 and 3. Presented and produced, as usual, by Michael Coates, my fine colleague, and myself, John Yule, who is less than fine colleague. And we'll be with you for the next couple of hours with our usual roundup of jazz, swing, blues, and the Great American Songbook. I hope you've got the time to put your feet up and enjoy the music with us. We began this week with tenor player Ken Fowser, based in New York, and his own composition, The View from Below. This comes from Ken's date on September the 22nd, 2016, at the Acoustics Recording Studios in Brooklyn, and his album Now Hear This. The lineup with Ken then on tenor, you heard as follows: Josh Bruni on trumpet, Rick Jamieson on piano, Paul Gill on bass, and Jason Tiemann on drums. A lot to pack into this first hour of the show today, particularly as I've got two outstanding brand new releases for you, and the first one is coming up now. This is an album called Soul Jazz, for which Vincent Herring has brought together a seven-piece lineup of very well-established musicians, mainly from the New York area, most of whom were familiar to one another through having been colleagues in various other bands, and in particular the Mingus Big Band. They have come together under the collective title of Something Else, and the album features eight compositions, each from a different legend in the past jazz history. For example, here is a Roy Hargrove composition named after a district in Paris. It's called Strasbourg / St. Denis. Listening to that track there, I can refer to some of the notes on the album sleeve, which says many of the musicians on the album rather served an apprenticeship backing soul artists back in the 80s, and I think that shows a little bit in that arrangement. The lineup, in fact, for Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, to give the band its full title, is as follows. Vincent Herring on alto, of course, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Wayne Escoffery on tenor. We heard Paul Bollenbach on guitar, David Kokoski on piano, Etienne Etiette on bass, and Otis Brown III on drums. The album was recorded at the Smoke Jazz Club in New York City on February the 26th, 2024. And I think it was recorded in the afternoon. It was certainly not recorded in front of a live audience, as one might expect, but I think they felt the acoustics of the club suited their style, and so they played the album and recorded the album in an empty club. As well as Roy Hargrove, the CD includes compositions by Horace Silver, Stanley Tarantine, Eddie Harris, Pee Wee Harris, Donald Byrd, John Coltrane, and as we're about to hear now, Herbie Hancock. This then is Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, and a number from Herbie Hancock, or a composition from Herbie Hancock, called Driftin'. strongly recommended, satisfaction guaranteed. This new album called Soul Jazz from Something Else featuring Vincent Herring, and it's on the Smoke Sessions label. It's just been released in the UK, having been high in the American charts for a long time. It's still in the top 10 over there. This is a very broadcastable album, so I think you're very likely to hear further selections from this album in the forthcoming weeks. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and this first hour of the show is presented by yours sincerely, John Yule. The great Ella Fitzgerald up next, an album called Like Someone in Love, recorded in Los Angeles on October the 15th, 1957. And we're going to hear a track called There's a Lull in My Life, a 1937 composition from Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. This is from a film called Wake Up and Live, starring Alice Faye. And amazingly, this is the only single hit that Alice Faye ever had in the American charts. The arranger is Frank Duvall, unmistakably the singer is Ella Fitzgerald, and equally unmistakable, the tenor saxolo. Tenor sax soloist, rather, is Stan Getz.
It's just a void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life, the moment that you go away. There is no night, there is no day. The world stops turning, the clock stops ticking, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, oh, there's a lull in my life, no matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end.
Can't. Finally arrived months after its release in the US, and I was originally advised I wouldn't be receiving this album until the end of August, but in actual fact it turned up just last week. The album I'm referring to is from a group led by the drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. and is called A New Beat from Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y. For this album, there's a new crop of talent which Ulysses, the drummer, has selected whilst working as a professor at the Juilliard School, as well as finding other young musicians. He's discovered them from various other educational positions. This must be the best-selling album of the year so far. It has been at number one in the American charts for 6 weeks. It just dropped out of the top 20 about three or four weeks ago, having been there seemingly for most of this year so far. You are about to find out why this album has been so successful. A composition by Anthony Harvey, who's the trumpeter we hear soloing now, on his own composition, Better Days. The lineup on this great new album does vary, actually, from track to track. It was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood, New Jersey, on March the 13th, 2023, in front of what sounds like a small live audience, although it could be other members of the band joining in the applause at the end of each track. As I said, the lineup does vary from track to track, but it's the whole combination is made up of Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, Arena Terracubo on alto, Luther Allison on piano, Tyler Bullock on piano, Philip Norris on bass, Rihanna Takanyaga on bass also, and Milton Suggs, who has a vocal. There are other members involved, which I will get to in a moment. Two of the nine selections were composed by band members. The one we've just heard was composed by the trumpeter Anthony Harvey, and the one coming up is from Benny Benack III, the singer and trumpeter whose own album I featured a number of times already this year. And we have a fabulous solo coming up from Sarah Hannigan on alto. This is a Benny Benack III composition, as I've just said. It's called London Town with an E on the end, and I think this is superb. Thank you. Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y's album A New Beat appears to be gradually becoming available over here, and it's on the Cellar label. Right, we'll do the gig guide now. It's, as is often the case in the summer, there's sometimes not an awful lot happening. But we do have Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 3rd of July, when the attraction will be the pianist Claire Cope with her quintet, which also includes Tara Minton on harp and vocals, Bob Cope on reeds, Gavin Barras on bass, and Johnny Hunter on drums. I assume there's a gig at Cabanas tomorrow evening. I've not got any details to hand as we are going out right now. We do have details, however, on Leopold Square this weekend for their free gig, outdoor gigs at 2 in the afternoon. On Saturday, the 6th of July, the attraction is an outfit called Cooking Fat Jacks and the Chimney Stacks. And this is described as being barnstorming R&B and rock and roll of a vintage period. On Sunday afternoon, it's our old pal Phil Johnson with keyboard and vocals and his usual band. The Buxton Jazz Festival is also taking place from Thursday the 4th of July to the 20th of July. Many of the events are already sold out. I recommend you visit their website if you haven't got any tickets yet and you're still considering attending. Back now to the first ever album recorded from singer and pianist as well, Daryl Sherman, one of the nicest people I've ever met in the business. Her album is called I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? Accompaniment is supplied by Dave McKenna on piano. This was recorded in 1983. It was around the time when Daryl was also the last ever singer to appear with Artie Shaw in his orchestra. This is a number from the Gershwin's last ever show, together at least, and it's actually from a show called Pardon My English, not Pardon My French, as it says on the album sleeve. The show goes back to 1937, as I say, it's the last project that the Gershwins worked on together. And here's Daryl Sherman, then, with Isn't It a Pity?
Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended, everything is splendid, meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea. Here I stay. It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last, it's like a dream, the two of us, a perfect team. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years we wasted, you with the neighbors, I at silly labors. What joy is untasted? You reading Heine, I somewhere in China. Happiest of girls I'm sure to be, if only you would say to me, it's an awful pity we never met before. Thank you. sour spent with Schopenhauer. Let's forget the past. Let's both agree that I'm for you and you're for me. And it's such a pity we never, never
It's been announced that Scotty Bernhardt and the Count Basie Orchestra will be appearing at Ronnie Scott's in November. Here they are in Birdland, New York City, in January 2020. A composition from Basie stalwart Frank Foster, with solos from Scotty Bernhardt on trumpet and Glenn Pearson on piano. This is Who Me.
We'll be right back.
The Maisie and Band, then, and Who Me. And that just about finishes the first hour of the show this week from myself, John Yule. I hope you've enjoyed today's selection, found it invigorating and attractive, and I hope you'll perhaps follow up some of the things I've featured today for your own enjoyment in the future. Another Basie Stalwart composition coming up to finish the hour off, and this Stalwart is in fact Ernie Wilkins. We hear solos from Marcus Howell on alto, Sean Edmonds and Brandon Lee on trumpet. So this then is Way Out Basie from Scotty Bernhardt and the Count Basie Orchestra.
Thank you. Marcus Howell on the alto saxophone, Sean Evans on the trumpet, Brandon Lee on the other trumpet, Glenn Pearson at the piano, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for Way Out Bassin'.